Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, even gibberish gets sampled in pop music. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comic. Now, when comedians sample other comedians' jokes, yeah, it's not called sampling, and we don't get any royalties. You can find samples of my work on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win tickets to my live show. So what happened was, a Cameroon recording artist, Manu Dibango, made a song in 1972, which Michael Jackson eventually admitted he borrowed from for a song on his 1982 album, Thriller. Then in 2007, Rihanna gets permission from Michael Jackson to use the same phrase, but not from the original artist, Manu Dibango, who then sues them both. Michael Jackson and Dibango reach a settlement out of court and go their separate ways, but there has been no settlement at this point, to my knowledge, with Rihanna. Now, I've never understood the whole sampling thing anyway, so I'm surprised that the courts aren't clogged with similar lawsuits. I mean, what's the deal with sampling? Sometimes you gotta get her done. I get no respect, I tell you. Somebody gonna get her hurt real bad. Without permission from the African pop artist who wrote it, Michael Jackson and Rihanna were reportedly both sued for using what gibberish-sounding song phrase? Michael Jackson and Rihanna both sued by this African pop artist for using what gibberish-sounding song phrase? Was it A, bum bum be dum bum bum be dum bum? B, obla di obla da? C, wiggle 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 yeah? Or D, mama say mama sa mama kusa? The 1972 song Sol Makossa by Manu Dibango is reportedly cited as one of the first disco records. In 1983, Michael Jackson's Wanna Be Startin' Somethin' became his fifth consecutive top 10 single, and in 2007, Rihanna's Please Don't Stop the Music sold 3 million copies. Mama say, mama saw, mama who sells. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy, and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant live on stage. You want to win tickets to my show at the Randolph Theater in Toronto on June 8th? Fill out my survey online by clicking Win Cash Live on Stage or by submitting a video response to one of my videos on my YouTube channel. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.